unlearning to recognize that just because we chose to prune our own narratives to the point that all we have left are explanations of how things work, hardly means that other people would have wanted to do the same. We are spun around the dance floor by our frantic need to know what's real, all the while touting our fever as the cream of curiosity. But what if on occasion we could leave how and why out in the car with the doors locked, put a completely different tune on the jukebox, waltz for a time with the lively, footloose pleasures of invention? Our journey begins not when the world was young, when trees married one another and animals could speak and hair climbed up to heaven on a spider web to steal the sun. Rather, the first steps to myth always come in the here and now, in the restlessness of our longing to grow the world, to see what lies beyond the sure thing, the right and the wrong, the black and the white, to recast life in frames big enough to hold some greater measure of wonder, a slice or two of mystery, a sip of soul. Spirits of the trees and flowers. Tulips, Celtic, Northern Europe. Flowers have long been intimately connected to spirits and deities. In some myths, they're treated as precious gifts to humans, each and every bloom rising from the tears or blood